Al-Ishur, Chelek Aleph, Daf Mem Ches. It's Perek Asiri, the 10th Perek, Simchas Mu'ed, the Simcha of Chag, in general. So the author, Im Nirtze Lo Das, Simcha Shel Terah Mahi. If we wish to know what Simcha of Terah, Teradik Simcha, is. Hava Nish'ala Es Rabbeinu Yehuda HaLevi Zal. Let's ask Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, the author of the Kuzari. Mimenu nilmad keitzad lismoch bimei hachag. From him we will learn how to rejoice during chag. Says the Kuzari, kelaloi shel davar, in general, ki teirasenu nechlekes ben hayira ve'ahava ve'asimcha. The Torah is divided into three main streams, if you wish. Yira, ahava, and simcha. Tiskarev el Elokecha bechol achas me'ele. You can approach Hashem through any one of these three streams, and they're equivalent. Ve'en ken yascha b'meya ta'anis, yosek ovay le'elokim misimchascha b'meya shabbosos v'amoedim. And then your submission in days of ta'anis, and that represents yira, is no closer, does not bring you any closer, doesn't have any advantage over your simcha during Shabbos and Mu'ed. That's with a proviso, when your simcha is with intent and concentration, a full heart. Just as pleading during a fast day requires a thought, intention, sincerity, and we all accept it, kein hasimcha b'mitzvasoi uvseraisoi tzechim machshava v'kavana. So too simcha, this is a chidush. Simcha also in a mitzvah of the Torah requires intent, thought, reflection. Shetismach b'mitzvah atzma, so that the simcha should be in the mitzvah itself, not in any sense of relief or some imaginary joy that one celebrates, as the author will say later. Shetismach b'mitzvah atzma, that you rejoice in the mitzvah itself, me'ahavascha mitzvah, through your love for the one who gave the mitzvah. Ve'takir ma sheitiv lechaba, and you recognize the good which Hashem has bestowed upon you through this mitzvah. Uch'ilu ataba b'achsani yasoy, as if you've come to his abode, karu el shulchanu v'tivo, invited to his table, to his goodness. Ve'seideh alzeh b'matzpun uvgalui. And you should express gratitude for this, both b'matzpun, in the hidden dimension, and galui, and openly revealed. If this joy then becomes channeled into singing and dancing, that is an avoida, and it's an attachment to godliness. Says the author, to understand these words to the depth of their meaning, that's the content of Simcha on the Chag. To understand this paragraph above deeply is to have a gateway into the Simcha of Mo'adim. Sefosayim yishak Rabbeinu Yehuda HaLevi. That's a phrase from Mishlei Chavdalad, Pasuk Chavav. Sefosayim yishak. He deserves to be kissed. Be'ad devarim nilhavim v'nizgavim elef. For these exciting and exalted words. And the author here paraphrases the main ideas. Hayir'ah bifnei pachad hadar ge'oin elokenu. Whether it's yir'ah, it's awe, it's dread in the face of the great exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or, Ahavas Tzelem Elokim El Aviv Sheba Shamayim. Or whether it is the love that the Tzelem Elokim within us feels, that attachment to our source in Shamayim. Or, Simchas HaMitzvah B'Mitzvahs Malkoi, the joy of the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah of the king. Zoi kol haTorah kula, that encompasses the entire Torah. Those are the ways with which to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in toto. Besimcha ba hiskarvus lidei bitui galui. Simcha expresses the drawing near to Hashem openly. It gets an open expression. Vada'us haleiv be'emunasoi nizgala besimcha. When a heart reaches certainty in some level of emunah, it reveals itself in simcha. Furthermore, what we learned above is that hanigun varikud, singing and dancing, avoidahem. The Kuzari calls it avoidah, and in fact an element of dveikus. Bechinois shel dveikus b'Elokei Yisrael. That's a remarkable insight. Now he comes to the point I alluded to briefly above. Kama rechoik musag ze shel simcha, rikud venigun. How distant is this concept of joy, dancing and singing, mehabilui hapashut varek, from the empty and crude wasting of a time, ashe mechanim asu hayom b'shem simcha, that today often goes by the name simcha. V'cham alinu lizaher, and we have to be careful, leval nitapeis bereikanus zois b'mea simcha, that we do not cleave to that emptiness on the days of simcha, particularly b'simcha stira uv'shavuois, particularly those two times, b'zmanei ha-simcha b'mkomo isatira. I would have added here Purim as well. It's also time of joy in Mekomo Satira. One should be so careful to resist that attachment to empty forms of celebration in Simchas Tira, Shavuos, Purim. Lu zachinu, if we earn it, emuna v'chizuk ha'inu shavim erekudem Bnei Yeshiva. We could draw emuna and strength from the dancing of Bnei Yeshiva. Hargasha chazaka shel kirvas Hashem ha'isa misoreres toch shira o'machoyle. A strong sense of closeness to Hashem would be awakened through the singing, through the dancing. She'ifa l'ruchaniyus ul'taharas ha'levin. An inspiration for ruchaniyus, for purity, ha'isa netzeretz b'isa sha'a, is formed during the time. Ve'hi ha'isa imedes lanu b'avodasim z'man m'ushach. And it can sustain avodah for an extended period of time. Kazoyis yitzuras simcha b'imkoim tira. That's the appearance of simcha in a mekoim tira. Finally, again, the point we mentioned above. Ma noi alu hanearim amechakim lesimcha. How foolish are these adolescents? He's talking about Bnei Yeshiva. Amechakim lesimcha. They're waiting for a simcha as an excuse. Kilu zman shel purkan uvidur. A time to just empty entertainment, essentially. Purkan means to cast off. A time of just throwing off yokes of behavior, conduct, and just empty entertainment. Eish zara shel romantika chofshit v'artilaus sirika mechnisim lecha l'Hashem. The author here is paraphrasing, of course, what happened with Nadav and Avihu. They're bringing eish zara into lecha l'Hashem. So he's paraphrasing that. He's playing on these words. What these youths are doing is to bring the foreign, the alien fire of romanticism and emptiness into lecha l'Hashem. Tzilei harikanus emachlifim besimcha shel emes v'atas kodesh. They swap the true simcha, which is engulfed in holiness, they swap that and they replace it with the sounds of emptiness. Anyone who has seen these open-top buses traveling the streets on Purim with loud rock music and inebriated adolescents waving from the top there knows what the author is referring to. It's an eish zara. It has very little, if anything, to do with the true simcha that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is speaking about. And finally, the point that the Kuzari himself made, El simcha yesh li skoinen. Simcha requires preparation, b'diyuk kmo el avodah gdola. Just as if it were an avodah gdola. That's what the Kuzari said there. It's avodah dvekus. V'tu'una kavana machshava. It requires thought, intent, preparation, b'diyuk kmo el tefillah v'tzim. Exactly like davening and fasting requires kavana u machshava. Adkan.